Hey, everybody, welcome to The Checkout, a podcast and radio show, the home of your public radio station here in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Simon Rettner. Today, we're going to reflect on our eighth season of our Checkout Live at Berkeley series from the prestigious Music Conservatory in Boston by shining a spotlight on some of its young rising stars. As I assembled this show, one thing became immediately apparent to me. Jazz is flourishing internationally, especially among its younger rising players. The live electronics artist and keyboardist Mark DeCliveleau came to Berklee College of Music in celebration of his new rope-a-dope recording called Heritage, where he explores his half-Japanese roots.
Did it happen? Did it matter? Sur le Champs-Élysées.
We'll showcase an Australian rising talent recently signed to the Impulse record label, Sarah McKenzie. A triple threat. She's a singer-songwriter, an arranger, and composer, lyricist, and she also plays the piano. We'll hear one of her original compositions, also the name of her recent album, Paris in the Rain. We'll check in with a young saxophonist who's currently based in LA, but has Iraqi ancestry and was born in Israel. His name is Daniel Rodham. And just by listening to his sound, he'll let us know about the tenor saxophonists he's been checking out. Coleman Hawkins, Wayne Shorter, just to name a few. And we'll also bring you another new voice on the saxophone, Godwin Louis, born in Harlem but has Haitian ancestry. But more importantly, he's trying to tie together many different African musical diasporas on his debut recording called Global. He performs with his sextet, featuring the guitar work of Gilad Hexelman, Victor Gould, and many others. And we're bringing you all of these distinguished former students of Berklee College of Music as we gear up for our season finale on March 6, bringing over the Grammy Award-winning Brazilian vocalist Luciana Sosa. She celebrates a new recording called The Book of Longing. Again, that's March 6 at the Cafe 939 Red Room in Boston. We hope to see you there. But before we bring you all of this fantastic music, we have a special note from one of our favorites, the bassist and band leader, Michael League of Snarky Puppy.
You are listening to WBGO. Like most things in life, the more interesting programming in the arts doesn't have a gigantic funding organization behind it. One of the reasons why I don't listen to a lot of radio now, and it's like Kiss FM or something, the DJs aren't choosing what we're listening to. It doesn't feel human to me. But with a station like WBGO, every once in a while you find these kind of gold mines in certain cities or towns. The people who are distributing the content are the people who are creating the content, which means inherently that they care more, that they're actually putting something of themselves into it, and also that you're going to have an experience that you would not have. The people at WBGO care about what they're doing. They do a beautiful job. They expose listeners to things that they would not otherwise be exposed to. It's important that we keep these kind of organizations happening. They're an endangered species and they need to be supported. I would encourage you all to go to WBGO.org and support them in any way that you can. And I'm not just saying that because Simon slipped me a 50. So please, if you can, go to WBGO.org and donate or call 1-800-499-9246.
So do what the man says, because you know everything we do here on The Checkout is homegrown, bringing you carefully catered playlists of music, only showcasing the best of jazz and beyond right here on this program. And maybe you listen to it as a podcast. However you like The Checkout, now's the time to help support it by giving us a call. Our volunteers are standing by at 1-800-499-9246. Again, that's 1-800-499-9246, or go online to WBGO.org. Last time we were in Boston at Berklee College of Music on February 13th, we got to present the album release party of a Harlem-based saxophonist making his statement for the first time on record. His name is Godwin Louie, and he's tracing the African diaspora in many of its brilliant manifestations from all over the world in his sextet. On this composition you're about to hear, Nango Congo, he traces the actual origins of swing itself, Haiti and before then to Benin, West Africa.
Thank you.
Nango Congo by Godwin Louis and his sextet, recorded at Cafe 939, the Red Room, on February 13th, 2019. Definitely check out his new recording, his debut as a band leader, called Global. Now let's rewind a bit, 2018, when we brought the LA bass saxophonist Daniel Rodham to Berklee College of Music. He was celebrating his new recording called Be Nice. One thing that struck me about this musician is his humility. In our live video capture, which you can watch by going to checkoutjazz.org, he revealed on stage that his grandparents were Holocaust survivors and have taught him some valuable lessons in his life, including to be nice. And he shares another story with a similar theme when he once got the chance to perform with the jazz legend Herbie Hancock.
When I was a student here at Berklee in my last year, Herbie Hancock was the guest professor at Harvard, and he gave a series of lectures. And in his first lecture, his introduction was, "Let me present myself in my own words the way I see it." He said, "I'm Herbie Hancock. I'm a musician. I'm a pianist, composer, a husband, you know, a father." And then at the end he said, "But most important, I'm a human being." And that's something that really resonates with me, because that's the way I was brought up, that we're first human beings. And I would say that if there's one lesson that I'm very grateful that I learned from my family, is being a human being first. Yeah.
Original music by Daniel Rodem. Who is it? Recorded at Cafe 939, The Red Room, on March 14th, 2018. Joining him, Mira Sprague on piano, Jared Henderson on bass, and Roberto Jacquinto on drums. Daniel Rodem, the tenor saxophonist and leader. The live electronics artist and keyboardist Mark DeClivelo came to Berklee College of Music in celebration of his new Ropadope recording called Heritage, where he explores his half-Japanese roots. A few weeks ago, we released a podcast featuring that music, and you can go to our website, checkoutjazz.org, to listen to the full concert. Here is something that we didn't release, one of Mark DeClivelo's go-to compositions during his live sets, one of, I guess, his classic compositions. He calls this Hot Music. We'll be right back. hot, trippy sounds of Mark DeClivelo, the live electronics artist from New Zealand, has lived all over the world, London, now based in LA, and has a fantastic new recording out called Heritage. Here we captured him with his quartet at Cafe 939, Berklee College of Music. Gene Coy on drums, Corbin Jones on bass, and Theodoros Avery on saxophone. Mark DeClivelo on keys, piano, live electronics. Let's mix it up again. Also hailing from that part of the world is another jazz musician with a much different sound. The singer-songwriter Sarah McKenzie, Paris in the Rain.
Did a pattern, did matter, sur le Champs-Élysées. Stormy weather caught us together aboard La Seine. Toutes les étoiles hid in the clouds that night. 'Twas the rain that fell that did cast the spell there in your arms. I heard raindrops on the rooftops, du côté de la rue de la paix. I had never thought bad weather could feel this way. Now I trade some bright summer's day again and again just for one kiss and Paris in the rain. Stormy weather caught us together aboard La Seine. Toutes les belles étoiles hid in the clouds that night. 'Twas the rain that fell that did cast the spell there in your arms. I heard raindrops on the rooftops, du côté de la rue de la paix. I had never thought bad weather could feel this way. Now I trade some bright summer's day again and again just for one kiss and Paris, just for one kiss and Boston, just for one kiss and Paris in the rain. Thank you.
Sarah McKenzie Quartet, our latest recording on Impulse Records, Paris in the Rain. I think I heard the rain in there with the piano playing in the arrangement. Obviously, you have all of these things in mind when you are writing your songs, yes?
Yes, I think you want to tell a story, or at least I'm trying to. And also, the song is, you know, has this French theme, so I wanted to include, you know, the influence of Debussy and Ravel, you know, that more sort of... You know, very...
Oh, keep going, keep going.
impressionistic kind of feeling there at the end, and trying to get the sound of rain actually into the piece. How would I do that? So that was the best I could come up with at this point in time.
You are in the endeavor of also writing the lyrics and writing the songs. Back in the day, they used to have two people do those things, so... What are you better at? Are you better song with the composition or with the lyrics?
I can let the musicians and the audience decide that. I don't know. I just like to do it myself. I love lyrics. I love Cole Porter. He did both. So he did music and lyrics. And, you know, Cole Porter's got this great lyric. When Mummy in her 16th year was dreaming of romance a lot, she dreamt that she was Guinevere and every man Sir Lancelot. You know, anyone that can rhyme Lancelot with romance a lot is genius, I think. So I like the wittiness of the lyric and the Great American Songbook. You can do that. You can be romantic, and I like that. So I like the words, and I also like to write the music because I'm passionate about this music.
Sarah McKenzie and her band.
What you just listened to is a performance featuring the Sarah McKenzie Quartet at Cafe 939, the Red Room at Berklee College of Music, recorded on September 26, 2018. And we're just about to wrap up this program, but I thought it would be nice to give you a little teaser about what we'll be bringing you for the season finale of the Checkout Live at Berklee with the Brazilian Grammy Award-winning vocalist, songwriter Luciana Sosa, joining the Berklee Global Jazz Institute. That's a band of international talent, some of the top talent at Berklee College of Music. They're going to come together for a special concert on March 6th. At Cafe 939, the Red Room, tickets are still available, but we think it will sell out. So if you want to join us, get your tickets now. But let's leave you with something from Luciana Sosa, her new recording, The Book of Longing, an original composition by her. These things... Things, performed by Luciana Sosa, the singer and percussionist, performing her songs on her new album, The Book of Longing. And make sure to check her out again coming March 6th to the Cafe 939 Red Room at Berklee College of Music for the season finale of the Checkout Live at Berklee. There's a number of people that make this series possible at Berklee College of Music: Rob Hayes, Michael Borghita, David Hughes,
Reggie Lofton, Ken Schiffman, all the folks at Berkeley Video Services. In fact, we have video of Sarah McKenzie and Daniel Rodham from their performances in the Cafe 939 Red Room. And you can go to our website at checkoutjazz.org to watch it. And if you're listening to this on the radio, well, you can also get the Checkout as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now on Spotify. And make sure to follow us on social media. At Checkout Jazz is our Twitter handle. Find us on Facebook. I'm at Simon Rettner on Instagram. A special shout out to our production assistant, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for checking us out.